It's Jersey's Rat Radio, 95.9 The Rat. Let's take care of today's No Sweat News. Three more stories come down the pike, which can land on Friday's No Sweat News quiz, which we'll do a little bit after 7 o'clock here on Friday. And that quiz could possibly get you hailstorm tickets.
Oh, my Lord. Listen to that. Hailstorm and Pretty Reckless, I believe.
That's right.
That is a great show.
Coming to the PNC Bank Arts Center in July.
Okay.
Now, what you got to do is, if you miss any of these stories, don't worry about it. Just go over to WRAT.com. We'll have them up there, and you can study in the podcast section, okay?
Okay.
But here we go. Story number one. It used to be when a couple got married, the woman would always take the guy's last name, right?
Yes.
Well, there's some women that started hyphenating and then just keeping their name, and then there was a modern trend of men taking the woman's last names.
But
in all those cases, there was a plan ahead of time. So this is kind of different here. Where we take things to Virginia, a couple were there, couldn't decide which last name to use, and both had reasons to keep their own name. So what'd they do?
Right.
They flipped a coin on the altar.
Flipped a coin?
To determine which name they're going to use.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
That's right. Which name they're going to share.
Leaving it up to chance. Well, I can't judge them. As someone who likes to gamble,
well, the
can't
victor,
judge.
The victor was the husband. He won the coin toss. And the officiant introduced the couple under his name.
There you go. You won, sir.
That's about it right there, man. A clip that a moment on this clip here is going viral on TikTok. The couple says the creative idea worked for them because they've been flipping coins a lot to decide on, you know, certain things in their life.
That is absolutely hysterical. Good for them for being fun. I mean, you know, that's not the worst thing in the world.
Flip a coin on it.
I don't mind.
There's a nice funny story, but now we go down to, yeah, this is where the real No Sweat News kicks in here.
Uh-oh.
The crazies. The actual crazies. Well, Dave, there are high-functioning alcoholics who appear to be fine.
You. Nothing.
There is low-functioning alcoholics who appear to be a total mess. And then there's this guy who's an interesting case here.
Uh-oh.
A 58-year-old guy out in Pennsylvania, his name is Lawrence Williams, was going to court last Thursday for an arraignment on a DUI charge.
Mm-hmm.
The hearing was for a DUI case last month where he crashed into a fence while allegedly driving drunk. And at the time, he was already on probation for another two DWI cases from earlier this year. So maybe it wasn't shocking when Lawrence drove to court at 11 a.m.
My Lord.
And guess what?
No.
He had been drinking.
Oh, come on. How?
Crazy. As soon as he entered the courtroom, officers said they could smell alcohol. He also had extremely red bloodshot eyes. Lawrence actually admitted that he'd been driven himself to court and was drinking with a rental vehicle.
Oh, my goodness. He admitted it.
Drove to court drunk while fighting a DWI case.
Oh.
His blood alcohol level was more than twice the legal limit. And guess what?
He got arrested.
Slammed behind the jail doors.
Jeez.
Way to go, Lawrence. Thanks for making today's No Sweat News that more special.
My Lordy.
And lastly here, check this out. This guy, what were you thinking? What were you thinking over in North Carolina? Oh, my God, considering his lot of work, you'd think this guy would have known teenagers aren't that dependable. His name is Jason Oxtein. He was a teacher's aide and an athletic director at a middle school in rural North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I say was because he's not anymore after doing something really, really stupid.
Uh-oh.
He was at school two Fridays ago and needed to move his truck from the back of the building to the front. But I guess he was a little too busy, so guess what he did?
What?
He asked a middle schooler to do it for him. Thank God everybody's okay here. No one got hurt. But while the middle schooler was moving his truck.
I mean, the kid was moving the truck. So what? You got to learn how to drive sometime.
Well, here's the problem. They lost control of it.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, boy.
And crashed into three different school buses.
Oh, three?
Three.
This kid playing pinball with the guy's truck? It's almost like the kid is intentionally trying to hit cars. Like he wants to hit everything in sight. Bam, geez. Bam, bam.
Right.
I mean, come on, kid. Listen, if I'm your driver's teacher, that's like minus 35 points right there.
Yeah.
On that exam, you ain't getting your license, young man.
Well, the good news, it doesn't sound like there were any kids on any of the school buses.
Oh, well, that's good. That's fine, then.
All of the... Well, not really. All of the buses were parked. Well, it ends up Jason got fired for it last week, and he also got a ticket for giving his keys to a minor.
Well, yeah, I mean, the car had to get parked. The truck had to get moved. I mean, come on.
Jason was a little busy.
He can't do everything.
School says it's going to cost him about $6,700 to fix the buses. And Jason's truck, well, that ended up being totaled.
Well, Jason, not the greatest decision, but better decision, I think, than the guy who showed up to court hammered fighting a drunk driving case.
Yeah, Lawrence, thanks for, and Jason, thanks for making the no sweat news that great.
Not bad.
Unbelievable. There you go with Tuesday's no sweat news stories. Like I said, if you miss any of them, check out WRET.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.